And now, a story about former Charlotte Mayor Patrick Cannon, the FBI, freedom of information, and feminine hygiene products. WFAE's Ben Bradford explains how they all relate.
Of all of the surreal parts of Mayor Patrick Cannon's arrest for public corruption last March, this was the strangest. The FBI's affidavit describes Cannon lobbying an undercover agent for a bribe.
Talks between Cannon and
here's how reporter Tom Bullock and I described it in our initial report.
Cannon asked the agent to invest in a feminine hygiene product he's developing called HERS.
We have no idea what HERS is supposed to be. There's no website, no patent, no financial record of such a product, other than possibly a $1,000 wire transfer from Cannon to a business in Taiwan labeled R&D.
It all culminates in
Cannon presents a, quote, rudimentary slideshow and spreadsheet for HERS and gets the agents more than $12,000 investment, the first recorded bribe. I wanted to know what the heck was in this spreadsheet and slideshow. Was HERS just an excuse to demand a bribe or a real idea? Cannon started other businesses. So, after his guilty plea and sentencing, I filed a request for those documents under the Federal Freedom of Information Act. The FBI denied it on the grounds that their release could, quote, reasonably be expected to interfere with enforcement proceedings. In other words, if the public knew more about HERS, it could disrupt other investigations?
It's tough to reconcile what we know are the facts of the case and the FBI's response to the FOIA request.
Mike Toddy is a Raleigh-based attorney who handles Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA, cases against the government. He's skeptical. Cannon created the records, and he's in prison. I appealed, and upon further review, an FBI lawyer reaffirmed the decision. The records could interfere with an ongoing investigation. Furthermore, the agency will neither confirm nor deny the records even exist.
But I thought you just told me that it was in an affidavit.
Yes.
Provided by an FBI agent.
Correct.
Well, haven't they done so already?
Not only that, the FBI has shown videos at a Citizens Academy of Cannon accepting bribes. Former FBI Assistant Director Chris Swecker says it's not really about whether Cannon's idea for a feminine hygiene product could topple future cases. It's standard practice.
I don't think they're going to release any information. If the case is open, it's continuing, then they're not going to start letting out information in dribs and drabs until the whole investigation is completed.
In a written comment, Special Agent John Strong says the investigation has finished, but, quote, the case is not officially closed. There's some administrative work that still needs to be done. But the Freedom of Information Act doesn't allow the government to deny access to documents for administrative reasons. Now, WFAE isn't going to take the FBI to court so the world can know more about HERS. Still, as I began researching the agency's denial, it became clear that my trivial request falls into a more significant conflict. The FBI has something of a reputation when it comes to FOIAs.
I would say that they are obstructive. Recalcitrant.
Ginger McCall of the Electronic Privacy Information Center, an advocacy group that she says files about 50 FOIAs a year to various federal agencies.
FBI and DEA, I've noticed, are specifically and particularly difficult because they're law enforcement agencies. They seem to have an attitude that everything that they do needs to remain secret in order for them to accomplish their mission.
It's the classic push-pull between security and transparency. Plus, the agency receives more than 10,000 requests for information each year.
You know, frankly, I think they err always on the side of caution.
Former Agent Swecker.
I think the people that are processing those requests are pretty much operating off of a checklist with almost no discretion until it gets to an appeal stage. It's really an assembly line type process.
The upshot is that if you're wondering if former Mayor Patrick Cannon's idea for a feminine hygiene product called HERS was an elaborate lie or an esoteric dream, brilliant, superfluous, or made up, you'll have to wait an indefinite time until the FBI announces the paperwork is done. Or you can sue. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.